The Greatest Player Who Never Lived by Michael Viren. Copyright 2000 by Michael Viren. Read by Buck Scherner. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Melinda. Preface. I first met Charlie Hunter when he was a student editor of the Tulane Law Review and was assigned to edit an article I had written. He was a pleasure to work with and offered numerous helpful suggestions that greatly improved my essay on conflicts of interest in class action litigation. While we were working together, Charlie learned about my interest in golf and shared with me his discoveries about Bo Stedman. After my law review article was published, we stayed in touch, and I followed with great interest his efforts to bring Stedman's story to light. Charlie eventually asked me to tell that story, and this book is the result. I am grateful that he allowed me to be his amanuensis. Charlie and I have stayed in touch since I completed this book. In fact, he called not long ago to inform me that he had won his first big case. It appears that he is headed for a sterling career as a trial lawyer. I suspect that we will hear more from him in the future. Chapter 1. The funny thing is, I didn't even much like golf at the time. Oh, I had played often enough that I could keep up in a social game. I guess you could say that I had played well enough not to embarrass myself, but not so well as to embarrass anyone else either. What my game really lacked was not so much talent, but passion. My good shots didn't inspire poetry, and my bad shots didn't cause the searing pain that appeared to inflict those who took the game more seriously. I never broke a club, for instance. It's not that breaking clubs is something I would have been proud of, but bad golf has to hurt you enough at some